Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And many of you know that was the challenging message left on my answer machine several years ago that set me off in an eternal and everlasting search for the wild turkey. Sometimes I win, sometimes he wins, but I don't know if I've ever gotten that particular one, but I'll be out there again this season. How about you? You going turkey hunting? Well, the weather's not going to cancel that, but it is going to cancel many other things. The portions of the New Orleans City Park Rodeo will not be held. That big bayou cleanup that was going on down at Shell Beach today has been postponed and will be rescheduled. And there could be some other cancellations due to what I'm calling a sloppy-looking weather forecast. Is some pretty bad winds. Rain is not really intense like a huge storm, but it's scattered, and everybody should be getting a little bit of it everywhere from the Texas coast over to the Florida coast. We'll run down the complete coastal marine forecast for you. Also, we're going to revisit my Alabama fishing trip down to Mobile Bay with Captain Patrick Garmison of Ugly Fishing. He's getting ready to go fishing this morning. We'll talk to him and some of our other field reporters. And, of course, if you have had, as always, a fishing or hunting trip that was successful this week, want to brag about it or actually include it as intel for our listening audience, do that. You can send the details to our text board. It's real time here at the studio, 504-260-1870. And our bad boy feature today, well, this guy, he hit the civil restitution jackpot. We got his story coming up in the second hour of the show. Hope you'll be with us for that. One thing certainly not canceled today is turkey season in Louisiana, youth hunting season. Today and tomorrow, the youths can get out there and bag. In Louisiana, they are able to take a jake, or basically what is known as a one-year-old turkey, where the regular hunters are limited to a full beard of six-inch beards or longer, full mature birds. You're limited to two in Louisiana. That season will open 1 week from today for everybody to get out there. Mississippi is already underway. They allow multiple birds. You can get three in Mississippi. Of course, they got to have one gobbler per day with at least a 6-inch beard. Alabama's also open right now. They're very generous. They allow you four per spring season, one per day. Their season is also open as well. And you can use decoys starting April 4th and May 8th, but not until then in Alabama. Okay, in Louisiana. All right, coming back after this, pinch hitting for Robbie Campo. He's on another mission to get that wild turkey bird we just heard from. He's over in Texas, and we got Glenn Sanchez. Captain Glenn's going to be checking in with us to update us on what we can kind of eke out of this sloppy Saturday morning if you're going to be headed out fishing. We'll be back to talk to Glenn right after this pause. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And pinch hitting for Robbie Campo down in Shell Beach is Glenn Sanchez. Captain Glenn joins us on a kind of a blustery, sloppy-looking day weather-wise. We'll see if we can eke out of it. But I do want to let people know that the Bayou Cleanup, which we've been talking about for a couple of weeks, they were going to have some music and crawfish after volunteers went out of Campo's marina to kind of clean up the marshes and pick up some of the trash and old stuff that's out there. Well, that has been postponed due to the weather, and we'll let you know about rescheduling it. That was one of the efforts of Captain Jimmy Corley and Tee-Wee's on the Bayou. Glenn Sanchez joins us now. And Glenn, if you had to go fishing in this today, besides a rain suit, what else would you recommend?
Just get you some live shrimp, go fishing, don't worry about the weather. If there's lightning, come home.
That's about as sound advice as you can give on a day like today. It's going to be scattered. Some people are going to get it worse than others. What's the winds like down there right now? That's going to be a main consideration.
It's blowing a little bit. It's maybe 8-10 miles an hour, just a little tiny bit. I mean, it's not much at all.
That's definitely fishable, but you got to stay tight. I would stay off the big bays and running all outside. You know, you got to have to find those little nooks and crannies on the inside and get out of the weather.
Yes, without a doubt. And so you don't have to go that far because I went fishing Tuesday with my favorite person, and I threw top water. And, man, I had a ball, Don. I had a ball.
Yeah, you don't usually throw top water, but when they're biting on it, you love it, huh? You're kind of like me.
Yeah. It's getting to the point where I'm getting old, and so it's a lot of work to go out there and just cast. But, you know, this time of the year, I just can't pass it up. So I give it my best shot, and I put some nice fish in the boat the other day, had a bunch of good blow-ups, caught some fish, released some fish, had a great time.
You know, what would you consider the best conditions for throwing a topwater when you're most likely to be able to hit them throwing that bait?
When the gnats are biting. And it's calm.
Yeah, calm is definitely a good requirement. It also helps you see that strike and that blow up, which is a beautiful sight. That and a cork going down under the water. Those are the two most exciting moments in fishing, I think.
Well, you know, I tell people I'm tired of fishing. I'm ready to get back to catching. You know, when you got shrimp, that's all. You just go out there and you catch fish. When you're fishing lures, you have to fish.
Yeah,
you know, you still catch them, but you just have to fish a whole lot harder.
This is the time of year where live shrimp are kind of iffy whether they're going to be available or not. What's it looking like for this weekend? Actually, tomorrow looks like a much better day to get out than today for people who can go either or both.
Well, you know, it's early in the season right now. They're catching some shrimp. The tanks aren't full. They got some shrimp down here. You know, it's first come, first serve. But, you know, I don't know if he's going to go out today, depending on the weather. But, I mean, he's selling shrimp this morning, so I know it makes people happy.
Well, Glenn, you dug out shrimp for years, for decades. That was your livelihood when you had the Breton Sound Marina. What are some tips you give people once you give them the shrimp to keep them alive? Because when you buy live shrimp and you take them out and before you can use them, they're all dead in the well. That's not good. So what's some tips to keep them lively longer?
They have this stuff they call G-juice that you put in your tank. Now, you can only do this if you have a closed system. You can't have a live well that's flushing water in and out. And I feel like in the summertime, that's the worst thing you can have. In the summertime, I go back to the old ice chest in the boat with an aerator in it, put my shrimp in it, and just put some ice in that and leave them in that water. Because in the summertime, the water gets so hot, you're traveling over the hottest part of the water, sucking it into your bait well, you're cooking your shrimp.
Yeah. How about asking your bait dealer to use some of his tank water to fill in your well, if you're not going to use the open system pulling outside water in?
Well, some of them, they don't want to give you the water. And like, well, right now, you know, at Shell Beach, they're working out of the tanks that are in the bayou. So it's bayou water, so it doesn't make a difference. They're not even in the closed tanks right now.
Right.
You know, with it being cooler, they live so much longer. The hotter it gets, the harder it gets.
Yeah. You know, I have people ask me, how do you hook a live shrimp? And there's several ways I do it, but the most common way is, you know, up on the head and avoiding the black dot. Talk about hooking a live shrimp.
Well, I mean, like you said, there's several ways to hook it. You know, you can hook it right in front of the black dot on the head, and I like to use a real small hook. And I say a small hook, I use a number one kale. That way you don't put a big hole in the shrimp's head. Or there's a dot back on his tail, maybe a half inch from the back of his tail, and you can hook them through there. And then sometimes I find if you're hooking them through the head and they're not really hitting them real well, if you hook them through the tail and they start hitting them better, hook your shrimp through the tail and throw them out. They swim different when you hook them in the tail.
They do. And a lot of times it's, you know, what the fish want. You'll find that they'll take them hooked in the head better than they will in the tail or vice versa. And it's a very valuable commodity, though, and you want to take care to keep them alive and hook them right so they stay alive on the hook and do their job as best they can.
You don't want to overcrowd them. You know, you want the water cool and clean, and you want to have plenty of oxygen. And the biggest thing is overcrowding them. If you overcrowd them, you're going to end up killing them. So, you know, better off just go out there with enough and not too many.
Yep.
You know, and keep those alive.
And the good thing about live shrimp, if you don't use them, you can take them home and fry them.
Yeah, that's what's good about saltwater fishing with freshwater fish farms.
Exactly. Well, Glenn, thanks for filling in for Robbie. We appreciate it. I know he appreciates it because he likes to go turkey hunting this time of the year, and you can do as good a job when you come on. We appreciate it.
He likes to leave here whenever he can.
Exactly right. All right, Glenn, have a good weekend, my friend. Hope to talk to you again soon.
You do the same. Y'all have a great time, and be safe.
Always be safe. Thank you, Glenn. All right, coming back after this, we're going to check on some of those closures for you again and repeat them in case you were all fired up to go down there and do it. And also, we're going to get to our text message board. If you want to send us a message and we'll share it with our audience, you can do that at 504-260-1870. It's good white perch crappie season. It's turkey season, and speckled trout are in the marshes. They're moving in. We'll be right back after this. Okay, if you did not get the message due to the forecast, and it's not so much the rain as they are concerned about lightning, they have canceled the Fishtival part of the New Orleans City Park Bass Rodeo, the 76th annual. It's the longest-running fishing tournament in the nation, probably in the world. That portion, as long, and also the boats on the bayou, that the kayaks or other non-motorized vessels were allowed to fish in Bayou St. John adjacent to the park, that has also been canceled. But all of the from-the-bank categories are still open. So if you've been looking for a chance to win in one of those big bass or other species categories, today might be a good shot because I think the attendance and the participation is going to be pretty low due to the weather forecast. Also taking its toll, the weather, on an event, the Bayou Cleanup Day, where it was going to be at Shell Beach, where we just talked to Glenn Sanchez. It was going to start at 9 a.m. this morning down at Campos. Volunteers were going to go out in their boats and pick up trash and give the marsh a shiny new look and then come back to some crawfish and music. Well, that's been postponed, too. Again, concerns with lightning. So there you have it. The weather takes its toll. All right, we got some text messages coming in. Let's see. We got the Backstrap Stacker. He's always in. He's in checking in from Clark County, Alabama. They're chasing the beady-eyed birds. Yeah, we got some turkey hunters we're hearing from. He says it's a little rainy up here, which is perfect. Hope he shows up this morning. Yeah, I do too. We always hoping he shows up. And let's see, we got a reminder from the match director. It's election day today, so make time to go vote around your hunting or fishing trips. The polls are open for a lot of hours. You got plenty of time to get out there and do your civic duty. And let's see, we're hearing here from good luck to all the folks fishing boats on the bayou. Well, we just mentioned, if you didn't get the word, that has been canceled for this year in the New Orleans City Park Rodeo. He says, welcome the popular frog lawyer driving in from Acadiana. Well, hopefully he got the word. He says, another reminder to get out and vote. That's from our friend the Lafayette Yacker. And our Ohio listener says, what's your favorite fish/seafood breakfast? Banning shrimps or barring shrimp and grits. Well, shrimp and grits would be my favorite. I'd have to think about it. What about you guys and girls out there? What's your favorite fish or seafood breakfast? 504-260-1870. Brandon, is it Jolly or Jolay? I'm not sure. They're headed to the Turkey Woods, chasing them with the kids in the youth season. They're going to be dodging the storms, chasing the Thunder Chickens, which is a.k.a. Tom Turkey. He's got twin boys, Peyton and Paxton, Jolie, are out there hoping to fill their tags. Boy, that, you know, I got a perfect picture of what the perfect day would be. You know, I often, when turkey season comes around, I kind of get my thoughts together about all the seasons, and I've probably killed, I don't know, somewhere around 40 turkeys in my life. And, you know, what worked, what didn't, how it went. And one of the things that I've realized over the years is, more often than not, when I have killed a turkey, more than one came in. They go in pairs pretty regularly, especially early in the season. And I would love to see a pair come in and Peyton and Paxton on a youth hunt doubled up on those turkeys. I don't think turkey season or life could get much better for those boys. Good luck, boys. And if you don't see or get a turkey, enjoy being out there. All right, here's another one. Wingbone, our friend Wingbone, who makes the Wingbone turkey calls, he says he's going to be going later in the week trying to get him a turkey up in Alabama. All right, we also have Butch, our friend at the he's the Wycloski Bridge tender. Wycloski Bridge is the one you cross over, and when you hit the other side, you go left to Shell Beach and right to Hopedale. He said it's really dead down there this morning, not much boat traffic, the wind's blowing steady. 10 to 15 at the bridge. Thanks for that eyewitness report, Butch. We appreciate it. And we've got another texter, a no-name texter, headed to Pine Grove, Louisiana. I don't know what you're doing up in Pine Grove. That's turkey country. And here's a vote from a Baton Rouge listener on the favorite seafood fish breakfast. How about a crawfish omelet? That sounds pretty good. Shrimp and grits, crawfish omelet. What other delectable seafood or fish breakfast dishes are out there for us to enjoy? All right, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to get some more fishing reports. We'll get some more of your text messages. We'd love to hear from you. If you're going turkey hunting this morning, tell us who you are, where you are, and what you think the prospects are for turkey season. I tell you, Mississippi and parts of Alabama have been good in their very opening weeks and days. I've been getting a lot of pictures coming in from turkeys, some really nice ones that have been taken. And there's still a ways to go. It's just getting cranked up here in Louisiana. It's youth hunting days today and tomorrow. Only the Utes can pull the trigger, the mom and dad, so you can be there to take pictures and call and assist them, but you got to wait till next week for the big boys and girls. All right, we'll be back right after this. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, well, this kind of got started on a morning like this. A lot of us are going to be leaving a little bit late, maybe not going out at all. What would be your favorite seafood or fish breakfast? We had, of course, I think all-time number one would automatically go to shrimp and grits, so we're going to kind of throw that one out and bar it, but we got some other ones in. How about crawfish omelet? That was one. Shrimp Benedict, which is the shrimp with the egg. Maybe that would be your favorite. We've also got blackened fish and grits. That sounds pretty good, too, if you like the spicy stuff. All right, if you got one favorite that you have for breakfast, and it's got to have seafood in it, or fish, which is both the same, 504-260-1870. That's our contact with the audience. You just dial that up, keep it in your memory, and when you want to shoot us a message and give us a fishing report, ask a question, you got a comment about something we're talking about, we'd love to hear from you. 504-260-1870. All right, we come back after a quick station identification pause. Going to update you on the Captain Mike Helmer benefit that's going on and having some success, and that's thanks to you. Also, we'll update you on the upcoming red snapper season. Man, can hardly wait for that. We'll be right back to do that. But first, we pause these 10 seconds to let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And if you were tuned in earlier this month, you may remember I was talking to a young lady named Angela Caruso, who is heading up the benefit for Captain Mike Helmer. Captain Mike Helmer is the owner, captain of the Phil Robichaux Fishing Charters that operates out of Lafitte. He suffered a massive heart attack and some severe strokes following that. He's doing fairly good. He's on the road to recovery, and they've got a benefit going to help he and his family deal with some medical bills, which obviously comes along with anything like this. And, boy, what a great benefit they've put together. They've got like 7 or 8 fishing trips, guided fishing trips, all expense paid, with some of his friends and fellow captains. And if you'd like to get in on it, it's going to be a drawing that'll be done on May the 6th. Tickets are $25 a piece, 5 for $100. And some of the trips that'll be going, the famous 4-person fishing trip and overnight stay, that'll be with Captain Phil's charters out of Lafitte. There's a 2-person charter with Big Dog Charters, with Captain Bo Weber. He's out of Delacro. Another 2-person trip with Lane Zimmer. He's out of Delacro. Also in Delacro is Captain Sean Thornton. There's also a trip going to be drawn for Captain Bart Simo out of Delacro. There's one with Dead Reds Unlimited. That's out of Venice. And a Shimano spinning reel with a St. Croix rod. Boy, what a combo that is. An 85-quart Engel ice chest. and a $200 automobile detailing with Helmer's Detailing. So, again, you can buy it with Venmo. You can send checks. Tickets, $25. You get five of them for $100. Angela Caruso is the lady's name. I'll give out her telephone number while you're waiting to get a pen or a pencil. And also, you can find out more and sign up on Facebook. Hooked on Healing. You can remember that. It's easy to remember. Hooked on Healing. That's the benefit. And you can also go to cars99@cox.net for email information. Angela's phone number is 504-458-7844. That's 458-7844. Area code's 504. If you're driving, don't get crazy looking for a pen. Just simply text me and I'll send you those numbers and information back. That's 504-260-1870 is our contact text line. All right, we're talking about morning breakfast involving seafood. Got some crawfish omelets. We got some blackened fish and grits. We got shrimp and grits. We got shrimp Benedict. Anything else? You know, I was talking to one of my son-in-laws, and I had caught some fish earlier this week, and we fried them up fresh from they were swimming in the morning, and they were on the plate in the evening. And he said he likes to eat them at the hunting camp, eat fish fillets, fried fish, cold. Do you eat fish cold? Not my favorite. I guess I would if I had to, if it was the only way to get it done. But some people enjoy it cold. It's just something about the taste and the texture of it. All right, red snapper seasons. They're coming up in all of our states. Alabama's looking forward to theirs. They'll be opening up on the Friday before Memorial Day, May 23rd. This year they're going to do the 7 days a week. Now, that goes through June 30th. And then it goes back to the four-day weekends starting on July 4th until the harvest quota is met. You know, that's how snapper seasons go. There's limits. You can, you know, catch minimum size and creel limits, but the overall harvest numbers dictates when the season ends. Here in Louisiana, the season will start on May 1st. That's a Thursday. And it'll be 7 day a week with a daily bag limit of four fish per person and a 16-inch total length. I'm a proponent of the 7 day a week season. I'll tell you why. See, like we get days like today with weather, with that wind blowing offshore, it just throws out sometimes one of those whole weekends where if you got the 7 days, your likelihood of being able to get your trip in is a whole lot better. So if you like red snapper, there's a lot of them out there. And thanks to a program called La Creole, it was developed in Louisiana. Other states like Alabama are adopting it where it goes by real-time reporting, or near real-time reporting. And as long as you can keep track of what's coming in, you can continue to have the season open. And if at the end of that season there was an overage or an underage, it can be adjusted on the following season. I like it. And I do enjoy my red snapper. How about you? All right, we come back after this. We're going to get a fishing report from the guy I fished with this week. We were hunting for speckled trout in Mobile Bay. We found him. His name is Patrick Garmison. You might have heard him on the show before. The name of his business is Ugly Fishing Charters, but it's really not ugly at all. We'll talk to Patrick. I think he's getting ready to go out today and see what his chances are given these weather conditions. Doesn't look nearly as bad over there on the Mobile coast. We'll be back to talk to Captain Patrick right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, we're getting in several very creative dishes for breakfast with seafood in it. If you got one, 504-260-1870. I'll share some of these with you and give you some good ideas. But right now we're going to talk to Captain Patrick Garmison of Ugly Fishing Charters. He's getting ready for a trip over on the Alabama coast. I had a trip with him there earlier this week, which we will talk about. Patrick, before we get to the fishing, you got a favorite seafood or fish breakfast item you like?
Yeah, I'm going to throw blue crabs in an omelet.
There you go.
Yeah, some lump crab meat in an omelet. That's probably my go-to if I'm going seafood and breakfast.
Well, if you didn't get the crabs, you can catch some of those sheephead and boil them up like I was mentioning to you and use that in there with the the omelet. That'd be good too.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad strategy.
Well, I'm looking at the forecast for today, and I'm looking at the radar right now. And it looks like y'all kind of got some just light rain right now. I guess wind is going to be the big consideration. Is the trip on right now or off for this morning?
Oh, I'm on. I've got some guys in town from Mississippi, and it seems like whenever they show up, the weather's going to be terrible, but we're going to find some fish somewhere.
You know, that has a lot to do with whether you go or stay is, you know, what the circumstances are, if you got a chance to come right back or if this is something you've been looking forward to. And really, if fish, the number of fish is not the number one thing, but the fun of the camaraderie and getting out there with your friends and just being on the water. Getting back to our trip we had on Thursday, you and I and Lucio Orfanello from Scott's Marine, I consider it a great trip. I mean, it wasn't a slam dunk and it wasn't real fast, but we managed to catch three limits of some nice speckled trout. Is that going to kind of be what you're looking for today? And you might describe to the listeners how you found them and what the technique was, the pattern, so maybe they can put that to use too if they want to fish the Mobile Bay area.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely going to be, because I kind of did the rinse and repeat again yesterday and found similar results. We ended up having a few more smaller fish than what we did on your trip, but pretty similar on numbers and spaced out. But I tell you, the one thing that we ended up finding yesterday that was a little different was we ended up finding a pretty good bite on soft plastics with some better quality fish. You know, it seemed like we put a lot of our better fish in the boat with shrimp. And but then yesterday we caught a lot more smaller fish on shrimp and then switched over to plastics and ended up putting a lot more slot size trout in the boat. And that's definitely something you got to keep in mind this time of year. Because shrimp aren't really, they're not really abundant in the system. It's just an easy food source for these trout. And in a lot of cases, there's, especially in the bay, there's just not an abundance of any type of bait fish or anything. So it's a, really a perfect scenario. If you find the fish, they're usually pretty hungry and willing to bite. So throwing a big soft plastic, we throw the slick lure. We'll throw some different paddle tails and stuff too. And those are really good ways to put some quality fish in the boat. But if you have no idea where to start, a popping cork in a live shrimp or a popping cork in a shrimp imitation is a great way to try to locate a school of fish.
How are you rigging those plastics? Is it on a simple jig head, and what size jig head, and what about the shrimp under a cork? How far down are you putting the hooks?
Well, I'll go ahead and start with the cork. The way I measure out my cork, if I'm in water, say six feet and less than around 3 feet or so, I'm gonna pull the length of my leader from my sternum to the end of my hand to the end of my fingers. So that's gonna be about, you know, almost 3 feet, being that I'm 6 feet tall or just under 6 feet tall. So that's generally where I start, is about a 3 foot leader. And if I have three or four guys on the boat and I have no idea where to start, I may have somebody start with a leader that's a little bit shorter, maybe closer to 18 inches, and then maybe one guy a little bit longer with one, say, about 4 feet, and then pay attention to who's getting the most bites and then adjust accordingly.
Got it.
As far as the plastics, the larger, what we call the OG slick lure, I rig it on a beast hook, a four-aught owner beast hook, both weighted or unweighted. When you're in this wind like we're going to be today, a weighted one is definitely the way to go. And then on the smaller plastics, I'm 1/8 or 3/16 ounce I-strike jig head is the way I like to go.
All right, very good. Thanks for the information, and thanks for a great trip we had. Those speckled trout were very pretty fish. And, you know, one thing I noticed about those fish, and I don't know whether it was just time of the year or something that's conducive to those fish. Most times when I catch speckled trout, you can tell it's a speckled trout because they come up to the top real quick and start, you know, throwing their head side to side on top. These fish had a tendency to stay down until almost they got right to the boat.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea what that was about, but they seem to be docked. They seem to be staying down and staying driving down and trying to pull the hook free in a different way. So
I guess
they weren't very successful against us, you know.
Right. I guess that's impersonating a redfish is the charge on those fish. Well, look, wish those guys from Mississippi a good trip for me, and I'm sure check on their non-resident licenses, make sure they got their passports and an updated shot record before you get them on the boat now.
Well, dude, Don, it was a pleasure taking you out, man.
Well, look forward to another trip with you. Give people your information if they want to find out more about fishing with ugly fishing charters.
just go on, go to uglyfishing.com and go to, oh my God, what happened? You still hear me, Don? Yeah.
Yes, sir. We're here waiting for that telephone number.
Man, I don't know what just happened. All right, here we go. Go to uglyfishing.com, and then my telephone number is 251-747-1554.
All right, and I got that number if people need it. Good luck on your trip, Patrick, and look forward to talking with you again.
All right, thanks a lot, Don.
There he goes, Ugly Fishing's Patrick Garmison fishing. He fishes all over the coast, out of Daphne. We left out of the Fairhope launch and fished that eastern shoreline of Mobile Bay. Lots of reefs and docks of fish there, a lot of structure to work. All right, we come back after this. We'll check in with Captain Darrell Carpenter, find out how bad the wind's blowing down on the island of Grand Isle, and get us an update on what I've been hearing about, a good sheephead bite taking place down there. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, after the top of the hour break, we're going to get to some more of these seafood breakfast recipes. Frankie D and Captain Robin, thank you for those, and the others who have sent them in, we'll share them with our audience. Right now, let's check in with Captain Darrell Carpenter. I'm sure he's got a favorite seafood breakfast item he enjoys. Darrell, what's your favorite?
Well, I'm not going to say it's a favorite, Don, but I'm going to tell you, if I've got some leftover fried fish in the refrigerator, a fish and egg sandwich, sure, a cold fish and egg sandwich sure goes good.
Now, what do you do with the egg? Fried egg with cold fish?
No, scramble it usually.
Okay, good. I got you. Well, you happen to have any of those fish left over this morning?
That's a myth, Don. Come on now. We're charter captains. We don't get any fish. Our customers are taking off.
That's true. That's true. You don't get the fish. You're just there to direct and guide. Well, what's the weather looking like down there, man? You know, there's a lot of cancellations. I don't know if this is just a new trend where the weather forecasts scare people and they start canceling all these things and then find out it wasn't as bad as it was intended, or if it's a good move safety-wise. Are you getting what the forecast was down there?
Yeah, actually, Don, it got in here late. As of right now, the way that the screens are rattling on the windows and stuff, I hadn't stuck my head out there yet because a pretty significant rain just stopped, but the wind's humping pretty good out here right now. So it looks like you're going to have several breaks during the day, but getting up at daylight and leaving at daylight doesn't look like the plan for Grand Isle this morning.
Yeah, I agree with you. It looks like this system is moving to the north, northeast, I guess. A lot of it, some of it coming out of the Gulf, others of it's coming out of Texas, and looks like it's going to be with us for a while. And then we're going to have an opening, and we're going to have a little window, you know, starting when it clears out tonight through tomorrow sometime before it starts moving back in here on Monday. So if somebody's headed out there, particularly with sheephead on the brain, I've been getting some good reports from the sheephead run going on down there right now.
Yeah, that's probably out unless you're going in a big boat with a hearty stomach, because I think last I saw last night, the forecast was for fours today with that wind being out of the south-southeast. So it's going to be four-footers, because most of the sheephead that you're hearing about have been at the close-in rigs. It's been, you know, Don, it's been a pretty decent week on everything. I mean, speckled trout, black drum, the whiting. I mean, we had some two-pound whiting off of that beach, but I mean it's just been really well on everything, but the meat haul right now has been the sheephead, and it's been at the close-in rigs. All you need is live and or dead shrimp, market bait. They're catching them both under a cork or on light jig heads and just tossing it at the rig leg and let it slowly drift down. So I mean, in fact, one of the guys that was out there with us the other day went and did it, and he said he was actually free netting sheephead because they were so thick that as you were reeling one in, another one was following him, fighting him for the piece of shrimp that was hanging out of his mouth. So when he swooped down and net them, he was netting two at a time, one with a hook in his mouth, one without.
Yeah, catch those followers. Yeah, that can be some great action. You know, I got one picture. People have been sending me pictures. One was, I guess they were caught in the kayak that was parked on the dock right next to it. I don't know how they fit that many sheephead in a kayak, but that is one fish in Louisiana, unlimited. No size limit, no creel limits, and I don't know how much longer that can go on. What are your thoughts on that? Should we be considering limits on sheephead?
Well, what you're seeing on the recreational side is probably just a drop in the bucket of what you're seeing on the commercial side. They are commercial fish, and in a lot of cases, they're actually netted with fish nets. And, I mean, man, we're catching a bunch of them, but I don't know that the numbers even compare to what comes in on a big trawler, you know, that's been dragging nets for the commercial market. So that was, you know, I really hadn't followed that one close enough to even have a comment on it, but I don't know that we're doing a drop in the bucket.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Time will tell, because if they start getting scarce, that's when the alarms get sounded and they start talking about recommending some creel limits and maybe some size limits. I don't know how much studies they've done or assessment programs they do on sheephead. I'm not real sure about that. Well, Darrell, hope weather clears up sooner than later. If somebody wants to get in touch with you and book a trip for some speckled trout, drum, redfish, flounder, you got it all down there in Grand Isle. Tell them how to get you.
Yeah, well, Don, they can find me on your site at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. They can find me at RealScreamers.com. Or, like I said, just pick up the phone, man. We got plenty of time to talk fishing. 225-937-6288.
All right, my friend. Have a good week, and we'll catch up with you next Saturday.
Stay dry, Don.
All right. Darrell Carpenter, RealScreamers.com. All right, coming back after the top of the hour break, I'm going to get to some more of these seafood breakfast recipes. Boy, I'm getting hungry listening to reading these out there, too. If you got one for us, text us at 504-260-1870. Mike Gallo report. We got a Captain Ryan Lambert report, a Lance Burgess paddler's report, and a whole lot more coming your way.